Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. I've got two pieces of paper in my hand. The first one comes from ChristianPost.com. The second one comes from CNSNews.com. Both of them are posted on the sermon audio website. Planned Parenthood receives $1,622 in government funds for each abortion. The second title is Planned Parenthood's new annual report. We did, listen to this, we did $333,964 abortions in fiscal year 2011. And let me just put that in perspective for you, dear listener. That is one abortion every 94 seconds. Every 94 seconds. We are going on 55 seconds in this recording. It will not be long until we are at 94 seconds. Planned Parenthood's Federation of America's largest annual report for 2011-2012 says that its affiliated clinics performed 333,964 abortions in fiscal year 2011, and we just crossed, right now, 94 seconds. That is an abortion. The 333,964 abortion Planned Parenthood did in fiscal 2011 is an increase of 4,519 from the previous year it did in 2010, according to a fact sheet that Planned Parenthood published last year. Over 2 years, Planned Parenthood says it has aborted 663,409 babies. In 2011-2012, report states that Planned Parenthood received $542 million in government health services grants and reimbursements, which it states includes payments from Medicaid managed care plans. The report also shows that Planned Parenthood total assets top $1 billion. That's $1,000 million. In fact, more specifically, it is $1.24 billion. It is $1,244.7 million. Listen to this. We are so proud of the year's many successes and deeply grateful for all the partners sponsored. Stop. Another abortion. So we've had three. We've had one at the beginning of the podcast. We've had one at 94 seconds of the podcast. We just had our third abortion. There's been three abortions since you started listening to this podcast. One at the beginning, one at the halfway point, and one just now. Let me continue. We are so thankful to our partners, sponsors, volunteers, staff, and friends who helped make them possible. They're thankful that abortions were possible. What kind of people are these? Are these the kind of people that call good evil and evil good? And in my right hand, right where my thumb is a picture of President Barack Obama and Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards. Christian Post Politics, Wednesday, January 9th, 2011. The nation's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, received $542 million from government sources while performing, get this number now, from the year 2009-2010-2011, 995,687 abortions. Folks, do you realize that is just 4,313 abortions short of a million babies aborted? A million babies? That is a million babies that would grow up and become productive citizens, that would contribute to the economy. That is a million people that would pay taxes. That is a million people that would buy iPods. That's a million people that would buy gas. That's a million people that would pay for others to retire. Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards, along with Board Chair Cecilia Bourne, addressed some of the challenges faced by the abortion giant in the past year, including the drama surrounding the Susan G. Komen Foundation temporary withdrawal of support. The past year also will be remembered as one when Planned Parenthood faced some of its most daunting challenges and once again emerged stronger than ever. However, several pro-life organizations that consistently battle with Planned Parenthood were less enthusiastic about the group's perceived success, saying abortions are not a viable form of health care for women. While government subsidies to Planned Parenthood have reached an all-time high, so too has the number of lives ended by this profit-driven abortion business, said Susan B. Anthony List, president, destroying nearly 1 million children in 3 years is not health care and does not reflect a concern for vulnerable women and girls. As Planned Parenthood's funding goes up, abortions increase and health care services go down. Stop. We just had our fifth abortion. We had one at the beginning of the program. We had another at 94 seconds. We had one at the next 94 seconds. We're now at our fifth abortion in the time that you have been listening to this podcast. Imagine for just a moment right now, five abortions in just the time that you've been listening to this podcast. That means five abortions. That's one in every 10 states. Somewhere in one of the 10 states, five times all over the United States. What is going on in our country? Representative Diane Black, Republican from Tennessee, a second-term congresswoman and former Tennessee state legislator who has battled with abortion provided for years, says the group's annual report is further proof that Congress needs to defund Planned Parenthood. Please explain to me why a penny of your taxpaying dollars and my taxpaying dollars need to go to this organization. Would someone please post a comment as to why in the world a single penny needs to go to an organization that has a billion in assets. As Planned Parenthood's federal funds reached an all-time high, so too did the number of abortions it provided, while its real health services for women continues to decline. Let me just make sure that you understand that anything with the word health care in it when it comes to Planned Parenthood is nothing but a ruse. It's nothing but ruse. It is a smoke screen. That's what it is. It's a smoke screen. It is a lie from the pit of hell, from the father of lies. Abortions make up 92% of Planned Parenthood's pregnancy services, while prenatal care and adoption referrals account for less than 8%. Since 2009, contraceptive services have dropped by 12%. Cancer screening prevention has dropped by 29%. Do you want to know why? Because there's no money in referrals, adoption referrals. There's no money in contraceptive services. In fact, contraceptive services work to the disadvantage of the abortion provider because you don't get pregnant and therefore you don't need an abortion. Last Friday, Black and Representative Mike Pence reintroduced Title X Abortion Provider Prohibition Act. That's House of Representatives Bill 217 that would ensure Title X family planning grants are used for their intended purpose and not for abortion services. A number of pro-life groups are supporting the measure. However, Planned Parenthood faces more legal challenges over the death of Chicago area resident Tanya Reeves. We did a podcast on this. Go back and find it. The lawsuit that was filed in Cook County Circuit Court says Planned Parenthood Clinic improperly performed a procedure on Reeves and did not properly care for her. It is unbelievable what happened in that case. By the way, it's been 94 seconds. We've had our sixth abortion since you've been listening to this podcast. Well, Google it, find it. Tanya Reeves, the lawsuit that was filed in Cook County Circuit Court says Planned Parenthood Clinic improperly performed a procedure on Reeves and did not properly care for her, which led to her untimely death. A young woman has died an avoidable death in the hands of Planned Parenthood, which appeared more interested in concealing the fatal complications than getting Tanya the care she needed to save her life. We simply cannot look the other way, noted Operation Rescue President Troy Newman in the statement to Life News. We pray that between lawsuits and the complaints, those responsible for this tragedy will be held legally accountable. And this pastor thinks they should go after Planned Parenthood for every penny they have. That's what I think. What do you think? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.